This is Maple Lance, and this is Brainy Babes. You never forget your first questionnaire. Thanks in advance, Brainy Babe, for all these great questions. Number one, how old were you? I was 20, living in university residence. But since that figures in the story, I'll talk more about that in a minute. Who are you with? Nature of your relationship. Very much a random hookup, but this was back when the mountains were cooling, and so it's a good illustration of changes in slang. I'd never heard that expression at the time, and I don't remember hearing it for some years after that. Were you in love? Did you think you were in love? No and no. There wasn't any question of that, but it was affectionate and lots of fun. How long had you known each other, been together? About 2 hours, 3 hours at the most, something like that. What expectations did you have, and what informed these expectations? So this is a great question, and one worth spending some time on. At the time, I honestly don't think I had a lot of specific expectations, because I was really, to a rare degree, in the moment. I was really not thinking ahead that much. I was just really enjoying everything. However, if I'd had sex even 3 or 4 years before, I would have had a lot of very silly expectations. And it's good in a way that I didn't have sex then, because they were so bizarre. Not bizarre, just unrealistic. And that's to explain, as a teenager, what I quote-unquote knew about sex, and scare quotes, came mostly from Playboy and Penthouse, and in particular Penthouse Forum, which was letters. That's a reference that might be lost on some people now, but letters, so-called, of real so-called sexual encounters sent into this magazine, or actually it was a spin-off of Penthouse at one time. And this might be an unfair comparison. I don't know if it will annoy some people, but in a way, it was almost like the GWA of its time. That is, there was an admixture of real experience, more or less. You could, in retrospect, I could tell which letters had been written by people who actually had sex, and which hadn't. Admixture of real experience with fantasy. However, by the time I had sex at age 20, I'd been living in this residence for 2 years and change. Now, this residence had an interesting history. It had been the first residence at the whole university to go co-ed. I was also told that it was one of the few that were, we would have said, gay positive, gay friendly. If you were gay or lesbian, and lived there, people were more, felt more comfortable about coming out, about being open, about their sexuality. So what with all that, this place had a progressive vibe, and in retrospect, I'd say with a little bit of pride, that we were kind of ahead of our time in some ways. Although I turned up there totally by happenstance. Now I fit in. I was not averse to any of this. Anyway, in this residence lived a number of women who we would have described as liberated, progressive, certainly outspoken, quite open about what they liked and didn't like about sex, about guys, about all sorts of things. Now, I didn't date or have sex with any of them, but I was the youngest in the residence for reasons I won't go into, but it was really good to sit and listen, because people talked about stuff quite openly to me, a startling degree. So I just had to sit in the common room of the pub or around dinner and pay attention. I was fairly shy and reserved, and so didn't feel like asking a lot of questions, but I didn't really have to. So a couple of years of this, and I had some little bit of insight into how actual existing women, as opposed to the Penthouse Forum fantasy types, actually felt about various things. So that was a good sort of formation, or foundation, as they would say in French. So anyway, where were that was where was I? Oh yes, where were you? Bed, floor, car, bed, single bed in a single room in residence. That was the good thing about this place. We all had rooms to ourselves. They were all tiny, but they were somewhat private. What was the context on a date at a party? In the same way that I'm grateful to this residence, people in this residence for give me a little bit of background. I'm grateful, in retrospect, to the archaic liquor laws of Ontario at the time. In particular, pubs and bars had to stop serving at 1 a.m., which meant, in practice, that many of them stopped at 12:15, 12:30, 12:40, and then threw everybody out 5 to 1. So there was a somewhat thriving culture of speakeasies, or booze cans, as we had said, in the city at that time, illegal spots that served booze all night, at least on weekends, and that the police knew all about, and would raid once in a while, but would still operate more or less steadily. So one Saturday night, I'm sitting around with a buddy of mine, and his girlfriend's out of town, which is why we were hanging out, and we were kind of bored at loose ends. It was getting on 12 or a little after. We wanted to go have a drink. We knew that any legit establishment that we got to at that time we'd have one round at most. We didn't want to drink our faces off, but we also wanted to have two or three. So we had heard of this booze can. It was 20 minutes walk away or something. So we thought, oh, what the hell, let's give it a shot. We went down there, got admitted, paid absurd cover charge, and bought some exorbitantly priced beer and stood around watching a band and talking and whatnot. There was a woman that I walked by once in a while to get another round or to go to the whatever. I'd glance over at her and she'd glance over at me and we sort of looked at each other a little bit. And after a while I thought, well, she resembled a woman that I knew from a part-time job I had that I kind of liked. I knew it wasn't her. But just as an icebreaker, just as an excuse to talk to her, I went up and said, excuse me, are you so-and-so from such and such a workplace? Of course, yeah, she wasn't. And she said no, as I knew she would. But this was a conversation starter. So we chatted a while. About what? I have no idea at this point. After a while, we found a spot on our ratty old couch nearby. And a while after that, I realized that she was practically sitting in my lap, certainly very close, and kind of had her hand half down my shirt. So it was quite plain that we wanted to go home together, and my place was closer, so we went to my place, tiny though it was. How did you feel? Nervous, excited, scared, eager? Excited and eager, horny, and really not very nervous at all that I can recollect. And I think there were a couple of reasons. One was it didn't seem totally real. I wasn't totally sure this was happening. Another was I'd had a couple of beers. A third maybe was that we'd gone to this illegal place and I was sort of, hey, this is cool. I'm in a booze can. We could raid it any minute. This is, I'm living on the edge. I was transgressing. Did it hurt? Well, no, not for me certainly. And certainly not for her. She was a few years older. I think she was 28 or 29 to my 20, and she was a good deal more experienced. Had the two of you previously discovered having sex together? We didn't talk about it explicitly at the club. It was plain what was going to happen. We might have come in passing. I don't know, but. As soon as we got in the door and slammed it behind us and started tearing off each other's winter clothing or autumn, late autumn clothing. And she simply said, fuck me. So I was game. So I did. Was the encounter planned or spontaneous? Certainly not planned. Believe it or not, I had no intention of meeting anybody, looking for anybody, picking anybody up, or whatever. I was not a pickup sort of guy, and never became one. when I went out, I was just wanted to get a drink or a few drinks and hang out and basically procrastinate. I had a lot of work to do that weekend, none of which I did. A trigger event that set things in motion, a kiss, a look, a dance, a conversation, a look in a series of conversations, yes, like I alluded to. Do you remember what you and your partner were wearing, apart from heavy coats? No, and that was, of course, not inside. I do remember she had these tights, but also these little ankle socks, which we had a long, hard look for next morning. It was tough to find stuff. It was all over the room. Small room and not much in it, but still we couldn't find half her clothing, or mine for that matter. Did you use protection? Who was responsible for it? Not the first night/morning. A month or two before, I guess feeling hopeful, I had gone and bought a box of condoms, gathering my courage from the local drugstore. And so I had them on a shelf, and very early on, I grabbed this box and tore it open. And she said, don't worry about that stuff tonight. Which, okay, well, two nights later, I went over to her place, and there she had this contraceptive jelly, which she used, but plainly neither of us was really thinking about, I guess now we'll call it STIs. At the time, STDs maybe was coming in, and I think people probably still said VD, venereal disease. Many of us, we knew gay men, and we knew about the AIDS crisis, which was just getting really bad. But honestly, the term safer sex or safe sex was just coming in among, call it straight people, call it the mainstream, clueless population, whatever you like. We were all still fairly much ignorant, many of us, about AIDS and about other less serious diseases. So we never thought in those terms, for better or worse. Did you come? Did your partner? Did you come together? No, didn't come together. And that night she didn't. A couple nights later at her place, yes. And I did several times. I was, what can I say, I was 20. What did you do together immediately afterwards? Talk, cuddle, sleep, go out? The first three, really. After the first time, we cuddled and talked. And as one does, I guess, I said, well, that was my first time, period. Now, it'll sound like bragging, and maybe it is, but it's very gratifying when she said, on all apparent sincerity, no, you're kidding. She didn't believe me. Things had gone, in retrospect, astonishingly well. Everything seemed natural and easy, and it just flowed. And I had some kind of intuition. It seemed something, I don't know, I can't explain it to this day, but it was remarkable. So as I said, she eventually I persuaded her that this was true, and she said, wow, and then we had more sex, and oh dear, that went on for a while. How did you feel afterwards? Ecstatic, confused, disappointed, overwhelmed? Well, proud, pleased, ecstatic, elated, all sorts of things. And kind of gobsmacked, to be honest. I still wasn't quite sure it was all real, but it truly was. Did you tell anyone afterwards? Well, my next-door neighbor probably knew everything in clinical detail already. The walls are not very thick. He was awake. He was, as he often was, over like all night writing his essays. And the next morning I walked by his room, or actually next afternoon rather, still working, and I sort of stuck my head in the door and smirked, and he I didn't say anything at that time to him. He just held out his hand and shook my hand. Later, my buddy had slept in his girlfriend's room downstairs, so he hadn't heard anything, so I let him in on the secret, and then no secrets in residence. And the word got around right quick. what was your relationship going forward? Well, there I didn't handle it well. Kind of candidly, in light of day and sober, I was not as attracted to her as I was previously. But also, after a while, it became apparent she was really keen on me and wanted to see a lot more of me. Now, I think I wanted to have a steady girlfriend at the time. But what that entailed, I had no idea. And so I was actually a little bit scared of the reality. I had no idea how to handle it. So after only a few days, I sort of said, I'm really sorry, but I'm not into this. It was true to say that I wasn't prepared. Although at the time, of course, it came off as a lame excuse. So she was quite upset, angry, hurt. And at the time, I didn't know what to make of this and thought she was overreacting. In retrospect, she was within her rights. I was clumsy, maybe not callous, but inadvertently cruel, I think, and regretted it, although I don't know what else I could have done, because, as I say, I wasn't really that into her. I just wanted to have a lot of sex. Are you still in touch with your first partner? Well, no. We didn't communicate after that. Although at a party a year or two later, I did see her, and at first thought, oh dear, she's going to freak out on me. But of course, and to her credit, she just cut me dead. She just looked right through me, which was, in retrospect, was fair enough. If you could do it over, would you change anything? Certainly the first night, I would have wanted to talk more, ask her more about what she wanted and liked and things. Very difficult for me at the time to talk about sex or anything, anything intimate. And never became a whole lot easier, I must say, over the years, although somewhat. But I would think I would, and then I would also want a clear understanding of whether this was going to be just a lark or something serious. And obviously we had different expectations of that. Last question. If you could send a message back to your virgin self, what would you want them to know about sex? Well, how much time do I have? How long a message can I send? To begin, my virgin self probably imagined that there was such a thing as no strings attached sex, which is certainly possible. It does happen once in a while that both partners have exactly the same expectation, exactly the same thing, and for both it's just a game. But you will be surprised. I'm just talking to my young self now. You will be surprised by your own reactions. That is to say, you'll go into something looking for just a lark, and you'll find you have an emotional complication, if not commitment, that you didn't expect. And if that's true for you, it follows that it's true for others as well. And so there's always an emotional component that you neglect at your peril. I don't believe for a minute that you have to be in love with somebody. I do think that since everyone is looking for love more or less, however they define that, and since for many people it's inextricable from sex, why, as I say, you neglect the emotional complications at your peril. Now, having said that, of course, it's not crazy to think of sex simply as play, as adult play, and everyone needs to play. So play and have fun, but play nice. Play fair. Keep your stick on the ice, and I don't believe I just said that. Of course I do. This is Maple Lance. This is Brainy Babes. You never forget your first questionnaire. Good night.